This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Hey.
And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to ZD Drink Desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. First of all, I'm sorry for all the people that wanted Lex Luthor to be on the list.
We did not put the list together. Mike's just reading what they had.
Honorable mention, but they said Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor, and that was...
Are you kidding me? That one?
That should not have been put on the... That's why I negated it off the list.
Okay, yeah. Today, we chose Bed Bath & Beyond, which, unbeknownst to me, is still open. And with the holidays coming up, they're rolling out their holiday-themed merchandise, including a new three-wicked candle called Snowed In. So the sides are pointed, and they have small holes cut into them, resembling, like, eye holes. Well, the problem is, some people thought that each edge of the snowflake looked like a KKK hood. Now, it's one of those things where most people would not see it immediately, but once someone points it out, you can't unsee it. So someone did mention it, but they mentioned it on social media, so naturally it went viral, and now Bed Bath & Beyond has yanked the candle from the store.
It's a snowflake, right?
It's a snowflake, but it's one of those things, like, it's not necessarily something you would see, but once someone says it, that's all you see.
Oh, yeah, right? You're right.
And then it went viral, so now everyone's like, the KKK candle, so we're just, just taking off the shelf. Ah, damn. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
The men's room presents Profile This.
Yes, Steve, throw a hook. Could you please start one now? Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola. All right, Matt, you understand how this here game is played.
I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice today of The Wonderful World of Drugs, we have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's go Bite Me.
All right, 10 people in North Carolina likely suffered a parasitic infection after eating undercooked meat. Authorities explain that the people who were attending a gathering all experienced symptoms of something that I cannot possibly pronounce, but it's a disease which results from the consumption of undercooked meat that contains parasite larvae, which causes muscle pain, face swelling, and fever. Now, 9 of the people experienced facial swelling, 6 had muscle pain, and 4 reported having fevers. This according to the CDC. They added that the median age of the group was about 17 years old. Now, symptoms on average took 17 days to appear, with some not showing for at least 25 days. Now, the CDC noted it cannot confirm whether the people had this disease, since no person that received initial testing for the disease returned for follow-up procedures, which is another sign that they're about 17 years old. But the question is, what kind of meat was undercooked at the gathering? Was it squirrel meat? Was it raccoon meat? Was it bear meat? Or was it Ted's favorite, snake meat? So squirrel, raccoon, bear, or snake?
Any ideas, you guys?
I'm going to go bear, Matt.
Where'd you say it was again?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. That sounds about right for North Carolina. Let's go bear.
Going bear?
Bear for Matt.
To be Ted Smith?
I mean, yeah. A lot of people eat squirrel, but it's so tiny. It feels like it'd be hard to undercook it. I don't know why. I'm going trash panda, raccoon.
You're going raccoon. Okay. Yeah. We're going to find out what these guys got sick from. Was it squirrel meat, raccoon meat, bear meat, or snake meat next?
That was a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go 5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories that bite me on profile this. We got a North Carolina residents. They got sick from eating at some kind of gathering where apparently they were served varmint. But it took about 17 to 20 days for the symptoms to kind of show up, based on maybe a parasite.
Yeah, some kind of parasite larvae. And then, 17 to 25 days gestation period before it ruins your life.
And most of them were teens. The question is, what did they eat that was undercooked? Was it squirrel, raccoon, bear, or snake?
And Matt, that is a question we posed to you. But in this case, let us start with Vincent Smith. Remember the old trash panda? It was not the trash panda. Now, Matt, you agreed with Miles. Both of you said bear. I guess basically just because it's North Carolina. And Matt, as you said, sounds like something they do there. And you're correct.
All right, very good.
Yeah,
good
job. Bear.
Okay. I'm just trying to think. If I'm 17 years old, I'll probably pass on the snake.
Yeah.
I'll probably pass on the squirrel and the raccoon.
Okay, and bear.
But I think I would be willing to try the bear stew. I mean, I've had rattlesnake at that age. It's just everyone else was doing it. So.
Right. Well, you said it, but the big rattlesnake cook-off.
And if something
whatever.
Is going to be undercooked, I would have to think it'd be the biggest animal.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because they do now that with squirrel, like, it's too small to, would you cook it with a Bic lighter?
Yeah, and, like, people eat a lot of that. I don't know. Bear's not supposed to be that good.
I've never had it. I've only met, like, maybe two or three people that have. But to your point, none of them were like, it's awesome.
No. Bear sausage, I've heard, is not bad because, you know, you put seasoning in
there. You put
in
a sausage. I'm just saying, of all the, like, gamey stuff, like, I've tried to eat some different animals, but the people are like, don't mess with bear. You're fine.
Yep.
I still got to eat squirrel.
Squirrel. Just snatch one, man.
Yeah.
Throw it on the grill.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got Bill Maher, Weekend Update, Stephen Colbert, or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It's right there. The title is, guys have talented teams of writers that help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
The Supreme Court declined to hear R. Kelly's appeal of the decision in his sex crime case, or as I like to call it, it's the remix to conviction. R. Kelly's going to prison.
SNL.
Yeah. Yeah, it's SNL.
The Supreme Court declined to hear R. Kelly's appeal of the decision in his sex crimes case, or as I like to call it, it's the remix to conviction. R. Kelly's going to prison.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but a woman in China just confessed to trying to sneak 36 Eastern box turtles into Canada across a lake. We'll have an update on this story later this week, but for right now, it's a slow-moving story.
The judgment,
yes. That's a turtle. A YouTube star totaled his $200,000 car while live streaming himself, texting, and driving in the rain. Even more tragic, he survived.
That's Weekend Update.
Yeah, Weekend Update.
Yeah.
A YouTube star totaled his $200,000 McLaren after he live streamed himself texting while driving in the rain. Even more tragic, he survived.
Have you seen that video?
No.
I didn't see the video. I saw a few stills from it.
It's just wild. I mean, he's live streaming, just texting, and it is like a downpour, and he's in a high-end sports car.
And it ended the way it should have ended.
Yeah. LeBron James and his son made history by being the first father-son duo to play an NBA game together. But there was some confusion when LeBron called a timeout, and his son went and stood in the corner.
Jesus.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's SNL.
LeBron James and his son Bronny made history when they became the first ever father-son duo to play an NBA game together. But there was some confusion when LeBron called a timeout and his son went and stood in the corner.
That's got to be a little odd.
What, to playing with your dad in a professional sport?
Yeah, and just, sorry, we're done. I should have tapped you. Yeah, but also, like, at least with the Griffies, you're playing baseball.
Right. So it's one at a time.
Right. It just seems odd. Like, I don't know. You have different relationships with teammates. It would seem odd, like, looking at your dad and be like, pass me the damn ball.
Or what they talk about in the locker room. You know, I don't know, but just, you know, guys get together like, oh, man, did you see that chick, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, you know, your son's sitting there like, how about mom?
Yeah, dude, that's a good point, too, right? Because what if other players, like LeBron, I remember those Miami days. It was wild.
Yeah, like, right? Remember that time when we, not as crazy in Cleveland.
Yeah. Now, actually, you know, I mean, you always got to give credit to LeBron James. That guy, again, I say this all the time. His senior year, might have been his junior year, but his senior year, high school, every game he played is on ESPN.
Which is crazy, but yeah.
Right, goes straight to the NBA, right? Has this unreal career. And I mean, other than some of his views on stuff, you might not like him, but like, he's not getting caught doing bad stuff.
No,
really. I don't think he's that funny.
He's not particularly funny.
That's about the worst I could say about him.
Yeah, LeBron, you ain't funny. You can play ball, but you ain't funny.
Yeah, you just have to laugh because he's the best athlete in the locker room. I am just saying, there's a few guys at my high school that like really thought they were funny. It's like, if you weren't an All-American, nobody would laugh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we all like football in here. Every Sunday night ends, you get Sunday night football going on.
Yep.
Carrie Underwood obviously sings the song. So it's being reported that she has paid $1 million every time the theme song on Sunday Night Football plays. That salary was from 2023 season. We don't know how much she's making the seasons before that. So 18 weeks in the NFL season, that means she makes $36 million between this year and last. That's assuming she didn't negotiate a bigger deal.
Right.
We were talking about this earlier today off the air before we went on. So she's mentioned that she does the recording each year at once, too. She said, I'll do the whole main version, then we go back and pick up all the matchups for the regular season and playoff football. Then I sing every possible combination of those two teams you could possibly think of. Maybe play each other. In the back of your mind, you're like, I know they ain't going to make it into the playoffs. So, like we were saying, I'm sure that's a super long day, singing all the different combinations.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we're talking about basically like $18 million for a day of work.
If you give me $18 million for a day of work, I will put in a long day.
Yeah.
No questions asked. Like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you just mentally prepare, physically prepare.
And like, she also goes into a studio and does all that. And then they film her.
Right.
That's the whole thing. Singing herself, you know, when she's doing her intro and all that. But that's, right. Again, one piece of production. And then they fill in the teams and all that stuff, right, behind her with individual lines, as you're saying, as far as the matchups and whatever else.
Right, and Mike and I were talking. It probably used to be easier before they started flexing games.
Right.
Now you really
got to. We need to go to the studio, man, because we're flexing this game, and you did not sing about this matchup.
She should sing about a flex.
About a flex?
Yeah. It was going to be the fact. It was going to be sorry. But what the heck? They decided to flex.
I had like a 10-minute conversation with somebody on Thursday night. They are a Commanders fan. The Commanders were up the road in Baltimore playing the Ravens. Great game. You know, you could argue the game of the build-up was the game of the weekend. And this person was like, I just don't get why they're not flexing it. And finally, after 10 minutes, I was like, they don't flex it this early in the season.
No.
I mean, that's the only...
When the playoffs are a little more... Look, both teams look pretty good right now, but right. Until the playoffs start taking shape, I ain't flexing anything.
Yeah. That was a good highlight of the season, or highlight of the weekend. I would also say, man, tough. Seahawks lost on Thursday. Huskies lost on Saturday. Mm. Also, if you're paying attention to the Big Ten at all, basically, if these college teams have to go through two time zones, they lose.
It seems that way.
Yep.
But, I mean, but what you've done with the conferences, it's like, that's going to happen a lot more.
Right, because, like, Ohio State just lost down at Oregon.
Yeah, they had to fly to Oregon, right.
Right, I mean, those are just long-ass trips.
They're going to have to get used to leaving a little bit earlier to get people acclimated. I mean, Ohio State and Michigan, you can do it in, what, an hour in the air?
But see, the argument's going to be, but they're in school. Right?
Well,
in
theory,
you shouldn't. I mean, look,
the
NFL.
They represent the school. They're not really in school.
But, I mean, the NFL doesn't matter. Like, this is your job. So you're like, all right, cool.
I mean, it's kind of like stealing from the movie Old School, right? Like, they want to start that fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the famous line? It's like, we'll have some loose association with the university.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And I think it's kind of the same thing. I've said this for a while now with college football. It's like, I mean, they're still students, but I do legit think you could just take college football, separate it, and then go back to having regional conferences.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's always easy to sit here and talk about football, but, like, let's talk about the women's field hockey team or the swimming team. You know what I mean? Like,
right. They have teams, too.
Right. They have to take all those giant trips as well, miss school time, this and that. And it's like, that's just, that's tough. I mean, look.
But their programs do not have the money that the football program does.
I hate flying across the country. And I only do it, like, what, 3 or 4 times a year. Yeah. I can't imagine just being like, oh, we got to go play over there, right? If somebody said, hey, tomorrow you guys got to work in D.C., I'd be like, what in the hell?
Yeah, I know. So get on the flight tonight.
Yeah. Let's see. Jimmy Fallon's announced that he has a holiday comedy album coming out.
Okay. Just like no one was asking for.
It's called Holiday Seasoning, which.
All right. Decent name.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got talent. He can sing.
It's going to be a collection of originals, some collaborations. The full track list isn't out yet. But, yeah, basically, he's doing some classic songs and this and that. And it's Jimmy Fallon. You're right. He can actually sing.
Yep.
He has a bunch of famous friends. So Meghan Trainor is going to be on there. Dolly Parton, Ariana Grande, Megan Thee Stallion.
I mean, technically, isn't D in a Box a Christmas song?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, was it Valentine's Day or Christmas? Oh,
yeah, it definitely was a holiday. I just can't remember which one.
Maybe I think it was Christmas.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. And obviously, Timberlake and him are super tight buddies. So everybody's like, well, Timberlake's going to be on one of them.
The one that Horatio Sands used to do, but Jimmy just kind of stood in the background and did that dumb dance.
Oh, yeah.
I wish it was Christmas or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, they make fun of some of them, too. That one, actually... You could put that on at a party. I don't think anybody would
Nah.
But the only problem is it's an SNL skit, so that song's maybe, what, 2 minutes long?
Maybe.
But, I mean, between him, the Lonely Island boys, like, mm-hmm. there's actually been a lot of funny songs and music, not just comedy, that comes out of SNL.
He probably collaborated with a lot of those guys. Just because they're so used to writing parody songs and all that. Like,
you have the roots.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If you need them.
Let's see. This one came back out. Are you guys fans of roller skating competitions?
Yeah, it's going to shock you, but no.
Max has a new one. It's called Roller Jam.
Whoa!
Yep. 6-episode series hosted by Jordan Sparks, who's on Idol. I guess the fixer-upper couple, Chip and Joanna Gaines, are producing it.
We're talking like strawberry jam, raspberry jam. What are they making out there?
Contestants will be judged by figure skating champ Johnny Ware, roller skating legend Terrell Ferguson.
Oh, of course.
So legend. Far, I cannot legend. Think of a show I want to watch less.
Is it roller derby?
No.
No. They're doing like performances.
Oh.
Yeah, like right. dancing on roller skates, basically.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Some of the contestants, you're going to have Michelle Williams. She was the other girl in Destiny's Child.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just saying. Right. I think Beyonce and Kelly Rowland
right.
pretty big up there, but it's like she was in there as well. Maureen McCormick from the Brady Bunch.
That was what? Marsha, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Debbie Gibson.
Hmm.
There's a few people on here. Winning team will receive $150,000 plus a $10,000 donation to their local skating rink.
Huh. Okay.
When's the last time you've been to a roller skating rink?
For my daughter's birthday, like 7 or 8 years ago.
What is the Linwood Skating Bowl or whatever?
I think that's where it was, actually.
Right. Yeah. The last one I was at was like down in Auburn when I was in high school.
Yeah, like, what was it? This summer, where was I? I think it was down in White Center. And it's like evening time, whatever, and we go into this one place. I did not realize there was a roller skating like thing in the back of it.
All right.
And we go in there, and man... I felt like a loser.
What?
Just everybody's, because I forget, like there's people that roller skate all the time.
Sure.
And they just look awesome. They just like roll up to the bar and like get a drink or whatever. And it's just like, oh, I'm just a guy in his shoes. Like, I'm serious. You can see what I'm telling you that story. I was just like, God, we look like idiots in here.
Well,
man.
Then you lumber yourself out there onto the rink and you can't do it at all. You keep falling down or you don't have the right control and they're just doing donuts around you and whatnot. Like you said, they're adept at it and they're just weaving in and out of people. They make everybody look bad.
Yeah, and I don't think they're showing off. That's just what they do.
Yeah, I mean, if you could skate that well, it's probably the only way you're going to skate.
Yeah, and I mean, I would wear those things everywhere. Like, hey, your wings are up. Roll over.
Like wheelies.
Yeah, exactly. Wheelies are, they might be making a comeback.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I just made that up. I have a buddy that has a pair of them, but I'm convinced he's going to die on them. let's see. You got some stuff on tonight for you. I have been watching the Menendez Brothers show. It is dark.
Yeah, my wife watched it. I saw part of it. I think she may have finished. I don't know, but she was all about it. It's ridiculous because clearly they've taken some creative liberties on it, but still, at the root of it is we killed our parents.
What's the different story? Exactly. I mean, is there a twist to this? Is there new information? Is it just basically the original story?
It's just the relationship between the brothers, but because it's all being acted, right? So everything that we would never know from watching the actual court trial, I feel like they've probably taken some gossip, but they kind of fill in the bits.
Hasn't there been like new news like they were molested or?
That's what it is.
They tried that at the trial, yeah.
Right. It's like the show depicts that the dad was doing it, then the brothers were doing it to each other. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, at first, you're kind of interested. You're like, these two are idiots. They're just doing this for the cash money.
Right.
Then it kind of draws you in, and then, right. But when it gets to that part, like my buddy told me, he goes, what episode are you on? I'm like, I think 3 or 4. He's like, just no. Like, it's going to get dark. Like, and it just, yeah, it got so disturbing. I was like, I want to finish it, but I don't, just mentally, I don't know if I have it in me.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? You're just like, no, this is.
I did that with the Dahmer show. It's like,
you watched what, one episode?
That was enough.
Yeah, right? Because it just gets.
I know what happens. That's enough.
Yeah, it gets dark and twisted. You do have some action tonight. You still got some ball on. You got the Jets hosting the Buffalo Bills. I think the most exciting thing about this matchup is that the Jets fired their coach last week.
Agreed.
So it seems, I also heard they told the offensive coordinator he can't call plays anymore, which...
So what's your job?
Thank you. Seems odd. You could be an offensive coordinator and not call plays. Like, would you just coach him up?
Why don't you just fire the guy?
Well, because he is very good buddies with Aaron Rodgers. Right.
That had nothing to do with it, Ted.
I know, it had nothing to do with it. You know what? Maybe Aaron Rodgers, you know what? Maybe he's right. We're all the idiots. And he comes out there tonight, runs the offense he wants to, and just lights it up. Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
He could do it, Miles.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
And on top, so we go to Oklahoma, where a man went to court and ended up arrested. He was due in court to answer for the charges of stealing a car. But upon his arrival, he was tracked down by an officer outside of the courthouse and promptly put under arrest. He was escorted to his court appearance to avoid any additional charges and then promptly taken right back to the county jailhouse. Because the car that he had taken to the court date was not his. He was spotted outside of a gas station asking people for a ride to the courthouse before his date. But when he wasn't able to solicit one, he turned to an emergency vehicle that was left running with nobody inside.
Jesus. Oops.
In a Facebook post by the Highway Patrol, he admitted to quote-unquote borrowing the vehicle to make it to his appearance. He's now facing more charges.
Yeah. I mean, his plan was to go to a local gas station and ask strangers for a ride to court.
Right.
I cannot think of anyone to be like, yeah, man, hop in.
Yeah. You know what? I'm heading that way. Jump on in.
Yeah. If somebody, like if you said the hospital, anything, like maybe. But court, like, I don't know what you did. I don't want any part of it.
And to say I borrowed the car, like you're literally just trying to not implicate yourself at this point.
Yeah. No, like, no, we get it. But we call it theft.
Right.
When you don't inform the other party that you're quote-unquote borrowing it.
Right. And it's an emergency service vehicle.
Right.
Which makes it even worse.
Correct.
Good work. Good work. In other news, losing a loved one is no laughing matter, but sometimes we get those post-mortem nuggets that make us smile. An obituary was posted for the late Robert Adolph Bohm out of Winters, Texas, and it was clearly written by someone that knew Robert's history well and had a good sense of humor about it. The first paragraph reads, quote, Robert Adolph Bohm, in accordance with his lifelong dedication to his own personal brand of decorum, muttered his last unintelligible and likely unnecessary curse on October 6, 2024, shortly before tripping backward over, quote, some stupid mother effing thing, and hitting his head on the floor. The obituary continues to talk about his life in the same tongue-in-cheek manner that is sure to leave a smile on the grieving family that read it. His service was held earlier this morning, and as Miles mentioned earlier in the haiku there, one of the phrases in there was, he's God's problem now.
Yes.
Good work, Robert. Good work. There's a dispute with a neighborhood in Pennsylvania as a local township seeks to clean up their streets. Some of the townsfolk are taking their liberties too far, and now officials have sought to undo the encroachment on shared property by handing out notices of violations. They haven't issued any fines just yet, merely warnings, but they're hoping that people will start to think twice before they put a basketball hoop on their neighborhood roads as well. Before they put a basketball hoop on the street in front of their home. Like at the end of the driveway.
I kind of hear what you're saying, but is this really a problem?
The township has an ordinance prohibiting basketball hoops from being on neighborhood roads, as well as skateboard ramps and street hockey goals. Several of the residents have taken their notices into town hall meetings to complain about the overbearing government hand, while others complain that the inconvenient obstruction that the hoops cause. So there are some that are like, I tried to park here and there's a basketball hoop in the way.
I mean, that just seems ridiculous. And especially with street hockey goals. Like,
most
people don't have driveways big enough. That's why you play in the street.
Correct.
And they're cul-de-sacs, too.
A lot of those areas.
And it's called street hockey. Almost like, you know, that's where they're playing it.
And if it's on a main road, like, I get it. Okay?
Don't do it on I-5.
Right. You're not going to see a whole lot of them here in downtown Seattle, especially where we're working, because the roads are busy. But they're saying nobody comes down this road.
Right.
My kids can play a full basketball game and never be in anybody's way once. Like, this thing, this basketball hoop being here is not a problem. Those goals being there is not a problem.
Because they don't leave them there.
No.
Hence the term car.
Exactly.
Game on.
And then you bail out.
Game off.
And
it's the thing, too. It's like, these kids today spend too much time on social media. Sweet. We'll go outside and play hoops.
No.
Well, don't do that either.
Right. We're going to fine you.
Right.
But just in case those stories left the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
A couple in Michigan planning on having their third baby ended up being a first for them in a different way. The dad was at work conducting a strength and conditioning class when he got word from his wife that she had gone into labor. With both of their other two kids arriving a week after their due dates, he figured that they still had time to finish the class and get home. But thankfully, the ladies of his class urged him to go be with his wife, one of which was his own mother. Like, go the hell home. Go take care of your wife. But it was a good thing, because turns out baby number three was moving a lot smoother than his siblings and forced a trip to the hospital that very day. But he didn't even make it that far. On the way to the hospital, the contractions were reduced to a minute, and in an attempt to get more comfortable, Mom actually started feeling the head of her son on the way out.
Oh, boy.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
And at top story, we go to Oklahoma, where a man went to court and ended up arrested. He was due in court to answer for the charges of stealing a car. But upon his arrival, he was tracked down by an officer outside of the courthouse and promptly put under arrest. He was escorted to his court appearance to avoid any additional charges and then promptly taken right back to the county jailhouse. Because the car that he had taken to the court date was not his. He was spotted outside of a gas station asking people for a ride to the courthouse before his date. But when he wasn't able to solicit one, he turned to an emergency vehicle that was left running with nobody inside.
Jesus.
Oops. In a Facebook post by the Highway Patrol, he admitted to quote-unquote borrowing the vehicle to make it to his appearance. He's now facing more charges.
Yeah. I mean, his plan was to go to a local gas station and ask strangers for a ride to court.
Right.
I cannot think of anyone to be like, yeah, man, hop in.
Yeah. You know what? I'm heading that way. Jump on in.
Yeah. If somebody, like, if you said the hospital, anything, like, maybe. But court, like, I don't know what you did. I don't want any part of it.
And to say I borrowed the car, like, you're literally just trying to not implicate yourself at this point.
Yeah. And they're like, no, we get it, but we call it theft.
Right.
When you don't inform the other party that you're quote-unquote borrowing it.
Right. And it's an emergency service vehicle.
Right.
Which makes it even worse.
Correct.
Good work. Good work. In other news, losing a loved one is no laughing matter, but sometimes we get those post-mortem nuggets that make us smile. An obituary was posted for the late Robert Adolph Bohm out of Winters, Texas, and it was clearly written by someone that knew Robert's history well and had a good sense of humor about it. The first paragraph reads, quote, Robert Adolph Bohm, in accordance with his lifelong dedication to his own personal brand of decorum, muttered his last unintelligible and likely unnecessary curse on October 6, 2024, shortly before tripping backward over, quote, some stupid mother effing thing, and hitting his head on the floor. The obituary continues to talk about his life in the same tongue-in-cheek manner that is sure to leave a smile on the grieving family that read it. His service was held earlier this morning, and as Miles mentioned earlier in the haiku there, one of the phrases in there was, he's God's problem now.
Yes.
Good work, Robert. Good work. There's a dispute with a neighborhood in Pennsylvania as a local township seeks to clean up their streets. Some of the townsfolk are taking their liberties too far, and now officials have sought to undo the encroachment on shared property by handing out notices of violations. They haven't issued any fines just yet, merely warnings, but they're hoping that people will start to think twice before they put a basketball hoop on their neighborhood roads as well. Before they put a basketball hoop on the street in front of their home. Like at the end of the driveway.
I kind of hear what you're saying, but is this really a problem?
The township has an ordinance prohibiting basketball hoops from being on neighborhood roads, as well as skateboard ramps and street hockey goals. Several of the residents have taken their notices into town hall meetings to complain about the overbearing government hand, while others complain that the inconvenient obstruction that the hoops cause. So there are some that are like, I tried to park here and there's a basketball hoop in the way.
I mean, that just seems ridiculous, and especially with street hockey goals. Like,
they
most people don't have driveways big enough. That's why you play in the street.
Correct.
And they're cul-de-sacs, too.
A lot of those areas.
And it's called street hockey. Almost like, you know, that's where they're playing it.
And if it's on a main road, like, I get it. Okay?
Don't do it on I-5.
Right. You're not going to see a whole lot of them here in downtown Seattle, especially where we're working, because the roads are busy. But they're saying nobody comes down this road.
Right.
My kids can play a full basketball game and never be in anybody's way once. Like, this thing, this basketball hoop being here, not a problem. Those goals being there is not a problem.
Because they don't leave them there.
No.
Hence the term car.
Exactly.
Game on.
And then you bail out.
Game off.
And it's the thing, too. It's like, these kids today spend too much time on social media. Sweet. We'll go outside and play hoops.
No.
Well, don't do that either.
Right. We're going to fine you.
Right.
But just in case those stories left the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
A couple in Michigan planning on having their third baby ended up being a first for them in a different way. The dad was at work conducting a strength and conditioning class when he got word from his wife that she had gone into labor. With both of their other two kids arriving a week after their due dates, he figured that they still had time to finish the class and get home. But thankfully, the ladies of his class urged him to go be with his wife, one of which was his own mother. Like, go the hell home. Go take care of your wife. But it was a good thing, because turns out baby number three was moving a lot smoother than his siblings and forced a trip to the hospital that very day. But he didn't even make it that far. On the way to the hospital, the contractions were reduced to a minute, and in an attempt to get more comfortable, mom actually started feeling the head of her son on the way out.
Oh, boy.
On the phone with 911 responders, they pulled into the parking lot of their favorite local brewery, which was on the way to the hospital.
All right.
And with one good heave-ho, the baby arrived in perfect health.
Heave-ho!
I'm here. The ambulance eventually arrived to get them through the remaining 4 miles to the hospital. They were 4 miles away.
Okay, here's the, in my mind, the ironic part. This place was very close to their house.
Yes.
And it's a regular stomping ground.
Correct.
It's a brew house and a restaurant. I guarantee you the kid was conceived after a night.
Yeah. Would not be shocked.
At that place, and also came into this world at that place.
They did make it to the hospital, and everybody is doing just fine.
Men's room sports.
That's just instincts. Honey, pull in the brewery.
Right.
Well, and that was part of it, is that they had been there before, and so they felt comfortable being there and that nobody was going to come by or anything like that. Like, we know this parking lot. Men's room sports on the night. You've got NBA preseason on NBA Network. TBS and True TV have championship series coverage if you want to watch some baseball. And you've got Monday Night Football between the Jets and the Bills over on ESPN.
And guess who's reffing that game?
That's exactly right. I noticed that. I forgot to write it down.
I honestly didn't know. Someone just texted in and said, dude, throw your brothers on TV doing Monday Night Football.
Featuring head referee Adrian Hill.
Yeah, that's right. See if he gets hit in the face with the ball.
As far as your weather, clouds are sticking around for a while, keeping the temperatures between the mid-50s and the low 60s, and that's going to be tonight into tomorrow. It's going to be a cool, nasty, cloudy time. But that's it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. We'll see you next time. We will sit and spin. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.